Today's Shin Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem, which is so perfectly situated for this time of year because it deals all with the Yonim of Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva and the proper way that one should conduct oneself. So it's really a great time for having the Shir, and we're beginning to pick up the Shir on Mem Omid Aleph at the two dots. That's four lines into the wider lines of the Gemara, already about a third of the way down. Okay. The Gemara starts off and says, Rami le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following shalot to Rav Nachman. He's going to first quote a Mishnah and Peah, of which we've already quoted several times, and we have slightly different versions of it. And the version we're going to quote right now is actually a version that's abbreviated, and it incorporates several parts of it together. And he's ultimately going to ask, that is, Rav is going to ask Rav Nachman, how come it doesn't also mention Shiluach HaKein? That would be the ultimate goal. But first, we start off by mentioning this famous Mishnah from Peah. So Rav asks this question to Rav Nachman. Tanah, we learned the Mishnah in Peah. El Dvarim She'Adam Oseh Oson, V'Ocha Peroseh Mbalam Azeh. These are things that a person does in this world. Different gear souls have Adam Ochel, as Peroseh Mbalam Azeh. He gets benefit from these mitzvahs in this world, but the Keren HaKemis, the principle, the main part of it, the reward, is Lo Li Olam Haba. He'll have in the world to come. And what are these mitzvahs? We say them every morning in the davening. Elohein, we have a slightly different version again over here. Kibud of Aim, Ugmilis Chasadim, the honoring of one's parents, and doing Milas Chasadim, that's standard what we have. And then we have Vavol Shalom Binon L'Chaver. We skip a couple of them. They're all included. The others that we skip are included, according to many of the Farshim, in the Gmilus Chasadim, and that's why they're not mentioned over here. And we have Vavol Shalom Binon L'Chaver, making peace between people. What a great thing for this time of the year to try to make Shalom in Klai Yisrael. And then V'tam HaTorah K'neid Kulam. And of course, the ultimate importance, the paramount importance of the midst of learning Torah. Now, all of these, how do we know that they have their reward both in this world and in the world to come? You get to eat the Peruseh and Bala Mazeh, you get some benefit from them in this world, but the main benefit, the Keren Kiyemis, the principle, that's really for the world to come. So each of these is based upon Sukkim. So in regards to the Kibud of the Aim, the Drasha goes as follows. The Kibud of the Aim, it says in the Pasuk, Leman Yarichun Yomecha, Uleman Yitavloch. And Rashi tells us that when it says Leman Yarichun Yomecha, that's a reference to the Olam Haba. And when it says Yitavloch, Rashi says that means Bechayecha. That means it will be good for you in this world as well. So we see both. We have the concept of Olam Haba, and as well, you get some benefit in this world too. Now, next one is B'Gemilus Chasadim. Where do we see that there's benefit both in this world and in the world to come? See, it says by B'Gemilus Chasadim, he quotes a pasuk over here from Mishlei, Rodev Tzedakah V'Chesed, one who runs after Tzedakah V'Chesed, Yimtza Chayim Tzedakah V'Chavod, will end up getting Chayim Tzedakah and Kavod. So Rashi explains that when we're dealing over here with Yimtzo Chaim, so that's a reference to Olam Haba. He will have Chaim in the world to come. And when it says he will also have Tztaka, the Kavod, so that, Rashi says, the Olam Hazeh in this world. So here again, by Gemilas Chasad, we also have a reference to benefit in this world and the world to come. Then it says in the next thing, Shalom ben Adam l'chaveiro, when you go and make peace between human beings, in other words, you're making Shalom in Klal Yisrael, so that's also going to give you benefit in this world and in the world to come. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk from Tehillim, Bakes Shalom v'rodfeihu, that you should go seek out Shalom and go and run after it. And therefore, the Amar Rabbi Avoh, Asya Redifa, Redifa, we make a Gzeir Shava, so to say, a drosh over here between the word Redifa over here in Tehillim, Bakke Shalom V'Rofeyu, and Redifa, where it says, Kisiv Hacha, Bakke Shalom V'Rofeyu, here in Tehillim, Uksiv Hasam, and it says, this pasuk as well, Rodev Tztaka V'Chesed, that we just brought down from Mishlei. And therefore, just like by Mishlei, the Rodev Tztaka V'Chesed was referring to this world, the Tztaka V'Chesed, but the Chaim was for the future world. So too over here, Bakhi Shalom V'Rafeyu is a reference, we make this Gzei Rishava. It's not a real Gzei Rishava, because you only have Gzei Rishava in Chumash. You don't have it from Ksuvim, from Tehillim, to Mishlek, other Ksuvim. But it's a drush over here, and therefore that's how we learn out that you get the reward in this world and as well in the world to come. When we see by Talmud Torah, the same thing applies with Talmud Torah, Ksiv. The Pasuk tells us, also from Chumash, Ki hu chayecha v'orech yomecha, that this is your chayecha, Rashi says, b'olam hazeh, and the orech yomecha, that's a reference to the Olam Haba. Here, the Olam Hazeh comes before the Olam Haba, but it's the same bottom line. So in all of these things that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah, we have psukim that allude to the fact that it's in this world and in the next world. And here, Rava now comes to his kasha to Rav Nachman. It says, similarly, this world and next world in regards to Shiluach HaKein. So therefore, why isn't Shiluach HaKein listed in this Mishnah as well? B'Shiluach HaKein, Nami Ksiv L'man Yitavloch, V'arachta Yomim. So again, Li'Yitavloch means in this world, V'arachta Yomim means in the world to come. So why isn't this listed as well? list Neinami Hot. It should also be listed in the Mishnah and Peah. So the Gemara says, first teretz, Tana Vishir. Yeah, that listing in Peah is not complete. It could have listed Shiluach HaKein, but it left out Shiluach HaKein, and it left out other mitzvahs as well. And therefore, it's an incomplete list, and therefore don't be surprised that it didn't include Shiluach HaKein. Gemara says, wait a second. Tani Tana, it says, Elu Dvarim, the Tana used the Lashon of these, implying these, and only these, and you're going to tell me, Yat Amr is Tana Bashir, that he left out things? That doesn't jibe with the Lashon of Elu Dvarim. So Rav's question is a good question. We don't have an answer for it. Rav himself got the answer. Amar Rav, Rav himself said to Rav Nachman, Rav Idi Asbroli. I then subsequently asked this question to Rav Idi, and he explained to me the answer. He said that the Mishnah is only listing things, I'll give you the answer first, and then we'll see it inside, the Mishnah is only listing things that are good for you and good for everyone else. But it's not listing things that are just good for you, but aren't necessarily good for other people. So, the pasuk tells us, this is a pasuk from Yeshaya, it says, Imru tzadik ki tov, ki pri malaleihem yochelu. You should go and give praise to the tzaddik. Imru here means a lashon of giving praise. You should give praise to the tzaddik because he is good, and his goodness spreads to other people and allows other people to eat from his goodness as well. So Ravidi says as follows: V'chi yesh tzaddik tov, v'yesh tzaddik she'eno tov. The pasuk says Imru tzaddik ki tov. Tell the tzaddik that he's good. That implies that there's such a thing as a good tzaddik and a thing as a bad tzaddik. That doesn't make any sense. So there is no such thing as a bad tzaddik. So what does he mean a good tzaddik? Elo, when it says he's a good tzaddik, tell the tzaddik, ki tov, he's a good person. That's elo tov l'shamayim. He's good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's also v'labrios, and he's also good for other people. Zehu tzaddik tov. This is a tzaddik that's considered good, because not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider him good, but also all the people consider him good. In other words, he does things like gemilus chasodim, like Talmud Torah, all of these things that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah, they're not only good for him, they're also good for other people. Every one of them, havas shalom inam chaveru, that brings peace between other people. So it's not only good for him that he's doing this mitzvah, but it's good for Klai Yisrael, it's good for other people as well. However, when it says, the pasuk, tov l'shamayim v'ra l'abrios, when it refers to somebody who is good only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ra l'abrios, and he's bad, so zehu tzadik she'eno tov. That's a reference to a tzadik she'eno tov. What does it mean, she'eno tov? That he's good, what he did was good, but it doesn't impact the rest of Klai Yisrael, it doesn't make any change in the rest of Klai Yisrael. And that would be, for example, the person that did Shiluach HaKein. So he sent away the mother bird, and he took the baby chicks. Great. That impacts him and only him. So he's a tzaddik. He did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. We're not knocking him in any way. However, it didn't benefit the rest of the world. So that's not called a tzaddik who is tov. That is called a tov l'shamayim. However, it has no impact on the rest of the world. So this is called a tzaddik she'eno tov. Not in the pejorative way. It just means that this tzidkus that he did didn't go in, it didn't impact anyone else. As opposed to the tzaddik that's good. All the things mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah impacted not only that person, but also impacted the rest of the world in a positive way. And similarly, Kayotze Badavar, we have the following. Ata Omer, the pasuk says, Oilu Rasha Ra. What was to the wicked person who's bad? Ki Gemul Yadav Yeyasilo. Because what he does with his hands will ultimately be done to him as well. Now, what does this mean over here? What was to the Rasha who is bad? The Chiesh Rasha Ra? The Yesh She'eno Ra? Is there such a thing as a good Rasha? What do you mean? He's a Rasha and he's bad. That's the only type of Rasha there is, isn't there? What does it mean that he's a Rasha who's bad? So again, we have a similar type of a drasha by the Rasha, opposite of what we just said by the Talmud Chacham, by the good person, by the tzaddik. Elora l'shamayim v'ra l'abrios. If a person is wicked to Hashem, and his wickedness towards Hashem manifests itself in also bad things happening to other people in the world, that's who Rasha was. Ra, what's an example of this? Ra l'shamayim v'ra l'abrios, Rashi says, he's a murderer. So he's going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, lo sirtzach, and he's killing people. Gazlan, he's going against low signal. He's going and stealing from people, so he's getting Hashem upset, and he's stealing from people. So this is a Gazan or Ganav, or a Rotzeach. These are examples of a person who's wicked, and he's wicked not only to Hashem, he's wicked to all the people. However, if a person is Ra La Shamayim, Veino Ra La Brios, his rishos, his things that he's doing wrong, only impact him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, Rashi says in Ra La Shamayim, Veino Ra La Brios, Megala Arayos, the person commits adultery. So that's bad for him, but it doesn't really impact Klai Yisrael, of course, except for the person that he commits adultery with. Or he's Mevazim Moadim. If he goes and doesn't treat Chol HaMoed right, or he's Ochel Chalev, or he eats Chalev, so all of these things, so it's bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't necessarily impact negatively man. So this is the person who's Rala Shamayim, however, Ve'eno Rala Brios, and this is the Rasha, Zeu Rasha She'eno Ra. He's not a wicked Rasha, he's just a regular Rasha. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Haschus Yesh Lo Keren V'yesh Lo Peros. There are certain acts that a person does that are Zuchusim, that they have the principle itself, and then they also have offshoots, they have Peros that result from that action. As we see in the Pasuk Shenemar, we had this Pasuk a minute ago, we said, Shenemar, Imru Tzadik Kitov V'gomer. This Pasuk that we brought down from Yeshayahu, we said, Imru Tzadik Kitov Ki Pri Malaleim Yochelu. So this is a reference over here to the good deeds that come from this person's Tzidkus. So likewise, Aveira Yesh Lo Keren Ve'lo Peros. As opposed to a Aveira, which has the principle, Nevuch, it's the bad thing that you did, but it doesn't have offshoots. It doesn't have peros that come from it. Shenemar, and we just brought down this pasuk, Oilu Rasha Kigmu Yodavi Yoselo. Oilu Rasha Ra Vigomer. So this is what we just brought down, this pasuk that we had from Yeshaya as well, that tells us that there are wicked people, but they don't have consequences from their wickedness to other people, and then there are righteous people that do have consequences. So what do we say then? Elomani Mekayim V'yochlu Mipri Darkom Umimuatso Sehem Yizbo. So then how do we understand that this pasuk, which talks about people that are Rishayim from Mishle, which says that there will be consequences, V'yochlu Mipri Darkom Umimuatso Sehem Yizbo, that there will be effects or offshoots from their bad deeds. So this pasuk for Mishle seems to say that the Rishayim do have wicked consequences, and the first pasuk that we quoted from Yeshaya seems to say that no, only their action, that's an evil thing that they did, but it doesn't have consequences. So Gemara says, no, it depends on what type of Aveira we're talking about. Aveira she'ose peros, yesh lo peros. If the Aveira itself has consequences, as Rashi says, in Aveira she'ose peros, kegon chilul Hashem, it causes a chilul Hashem, she'adam choshev over Aveira. When an important person does an Aveira, and everybody looks at him, and other people say, whoa, if he could do that, it must be okay. V'acherim lemeid v'minu lasos kein. So other people then will go and do that. So therefore, that's consequences that come from that. That's what this pasuk that we just wrote down for Mishlei means, V'yochlu mipri darkom u'mimotso sehem yisbo. Then it does have consequences. However, when we said, V'she'eino seperos ein la peros, the pasuk we wrote down from Yeshaya, there was no chilul Hashem. And therefore, as a result, there aren't any consequences, and therefore, it's just a terrible sin that the person did, but it doesn't have the peros, it doesn't have the consequences. Gemara continues and says, Machshava tova mitzarfa l'maisa. I had actually discussed this idea yesterday, because we had alluded to it in terms of Machshava Ra, which we'll have again in today's Gemara, the reiteration from yesterday, Shilul Chazara. But here we have an idea which I just said outside yesterday, and now we see it inside. That a Machshava tova, good intention, if a person wants to do a mitzvah, he wanted to go to Minyan, he wanted to go and help the little old lady cross the street, but something prevented him from doing so, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarfa l'maisa. God says, yeah, I count that you did that. You wanted to go to Minyan, but you got stuck in traffic, and it wasn't your fault. You wanted to cross the lady across the street, but some little Boy Scout beat you to it. You wanted to do Tomchei Shabbos, but all the packages were gone by the time you got there. So Hashem says, I count you, mitzarfu l'maisa. I count you as if you had done that maisa. I will tell you a maisa shoya that happened to me this year, that I was going to pay a shiva call on somebody, and unfortunately, the dates had gotten mixed up. The family had started at different times of the shiva, and it was mistaken on the announcement, and when I went to the shiva, the person who I went to visit had already gotten up from the shiva. I felt very, very bad. So I then called up the person and explained and apologized why I didn't come to visit them. He said, what are you talking about? You get full credit as if you'd come, and I realized that that's 100% correct. Through no fault of my own, I tried to pay the shiva call. I went to the place. I put in the time and effort to do the mitzvah and knew I wasn't able to do the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it. That was the best shiva call that I've ever done because he counts it as if I did the mitzvah perfectly. So machshava tova, a good intention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yep, I'm counting that mitzarfa l'maisa as if you did it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Oz nidbiru yirei Hashem, this is a pasuk from Malachi, where it says that then those people that fear Hashem, they spoke up, Ish Ariyah, one to the other, Vayakshev Hashem, Hashem considered that, Vayishama, and he listened to it, Vayikos Yisefer Zikaron, Lefonav, L'Yiri Hashem, U'L'Chosh V'Shemo, and he wrote it down, as if they had done it. So therefore, what does it mean, May L'Chosh V'Shemo, that they thought about it, so to say? So Amar Ravasi explains, like we just said, Afi L'Chosh Avodim L'Asos Mitzvah, V'Nen Asvelo Asa, the person intended to do a mitzvah, and then some an unavoidable thing came up, and he wasn't able to do the mitzvah. Again, he got stuck in traffic. The the package wasn't there when he went to go and deliver it to Tom Chai Shabbos. Somebody else had done it already. He wasn't able to do it, but through no fault of his own. So therefore, in that situation, Hashem counts it as if you did it. Now, if you were lazy and you didn't show up, you say, well, I wanted to go, I just was too lazy. Then you get no credit whatsoever. But if you went and tried to do something, or you thought even, I'm going to go and do this, and you weren't able to do it through unavoidable circumstances and onus outside of your control, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as if you did it. On the other hand, in terms of a bad intention, I mentioned yesterday, if you want to rob Fort Knox and all you do is think about robbing Fort Knox, well, that's not a very productive way to use your time. If you never rob Fort Knox, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't say that you'd committed theft. So Machshav Ra, even though you're thinking about it, with the exceptions I mentioned of immoralities, and as we'll see again with Avodah Zarah, so Machshav Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'maisa, God doesn't count that as if you did it. Because the pasuk says, Shenemar, the pasuk we have from Tehillim, Oven Imroisi Vilibi Lo Yishma Adoshem. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go and consider what you have the sins in your heart as if you had done it. So I, the Elomani Makai, then the pasuk they brought down from yesterday and from today, Hine Mivi Elohom Hazer Ra Pri Machshivosom. I do take into account their bad thoughts. Under what circumstances does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take into account their bad thoughts? When we just said that he doesn't. So the Gemara says, Machshavish Ose Pri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'maisa. A Machshava that has consequences, that has end results to it, so then that does have consequences if it's just a Machshava. However, Machshava She'ein Bapri, if it doesn't have any consequences, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'maisa, then it doesn't count. Now, what exactly are we referring to about an intention that is not going to have consequences? So that's the typical bad thought. You want to rob Fort Knox. But what about Avodah Zarah? The Elohim Kasiv Laman Tefos as Beis Yisrael Belibam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that if you go and do this what's in your heart, so then I'm going to consider it a sin. So that, as we pointed out yesterday, we had this in yesterday's year, we have it again today. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov, how about Avodah Kochavu? That's talking about Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is so severe that even thinking about it is going to give you consequences, and it's going to be as if you did it. Yom Amar, Chamur Avodah Kochavu, Shekola Kofer Ba, Kimode Bechol HaTorah Kula. Because somebody who Nebuch is involved or thinking even of Avodah Zarah is as if he's blasphemizing everything. It's as if he's saying that the entire Torah is unfortunately not true. So therefore, this person in this situation is of course doing something that is inappropriate. And that's why we said, Shekola Kofer, but if you go and renounce Avodah Zarah, so then it's as if you're admitting to the entire Torah. So therefore, this is the type of machshava for Avodah Zarah that can have bad consequences, can have, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarfet l'maisa with Avodah Zarah. And as I mentioned, immoral thoughts, because that can lead to physical changes in the body, can lead to, Rechmono Litzlan, Hashchas HaZera L'Vatala, and all sorts of inappropriate things. Okay. Gemara continues and says, Ula Amar K'tahuna. Ula said, like Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna had said, Kivin Sh'avar Adam Avera V'shanaba, Huchalo, when a person does an Avera once, and then he repeats it, then he repeats it again, so it's if it's heter to him. Gemara says, really? It's as if it's heter? If I steal once, I steal twice, I steal a third time, now I say it's muter to steal? Huchalo sokadaita? Does that really make any sense? Gemara says, no. Elanasis lo keter. It becomes in your mind as, oh wow, you know, the first time you do something terrible, so you feel terrible about it. Next time you don't feel so terrible. Third time you don't feel so terrible. Fourth time, yeah, this is the normal way of life. That's only a chumra not to do this. So therefore, it's as if it becomes a heter to him. We continue along this beautiful discussion. Omer Rabbi Yavo, Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yavo said, "Name Rabbi Chanina. Noach lo liyodam shiavor aver b'seiser v'ayichal shem shumayim b'fahesya." It's much better for a person who is going to do an avera to do it privately, to do it b'seiser, to do it in a hidden way, rather than to do it Rachmon Lislan in a public way. Because when you do it in a public way, you're making chil Hashem. Shneim avatem b'nei Yisrael, Beis Yisrael. Ko amar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ish kilulav luchu avodu." That when you go and do this Rachmon Lutzlan Aveira of worshipping idols, since you're not listening to me, but at least you're not making a Chil Hashem by doing it publicly. In other words, if you do a sin in public, it's far worse than doing a sin in private. Because when you do it in public, you're making a big Chil Hashem. People say, wow, look at that person, he's doing this Aveira, I'm going to do it also. And it has consequences, and it's a terrible thing to do a sin in public. It's a terrible thing to do a sin in private, but it's far worse to do that same sin in public. That's the first opinion that we're bringing down, and it's corroborated by the following. Amar Rabbi Eloi Hazakin. Rabbi Eloi Hazakin said, Imroa Adam Shiyitzro Mizgaber Allah. If a person sees that he's losing the battle to the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah is tempting him to do this Aveira, and he can't control himself. So what should a person do in this situation? So Rabbi Eloi Hazakin said, Yelech Lamokum Shemakirinoso. Go to a place where nobody knows you. and the Yulbash Shechorim, and go wear black clothing. Be Iskasa Shechorim, and go cover yourself in black clothing. Rashi explains over here that the point of doing this, Yulbash Shechorim, is Shelo Yira Atzmo Bechvodo. So you won't see yourself, and other people won't see you as well as being a Bechavadika person. Black was something that not a Bechavadika type of a garment. And therefore, Ulai Yerach Levavo. It will also make you a little bit humble and say, well, listen, who am I? What am I doing over here? And Vegam Im Yechta, and likewise, if you do sin, then even though, ain't them no sin lab. Nobody's going to pay attention. You say, who's that little schlamazel over there? He's not an important guy. He's wearing black. He's not an important figure. Nobody knows him. And therefore, l'fishenu chashu b'neihem, since you're not important in their eyes, they don't know you. You're in a foreign place and you're not dressed in fancy clothing. You're dressed in these shchorim. And therefore, you should wear this type of a get-up in order that nobody should learn from you, and therefore your aveira is lessened. It's still wrong, 1,000% what you did, but at least you're not causing anybody else to do the same thing. So therefore, Rav Eloy Hazakin said, if you can't control yourself, you're going to do this aveira, go someplace where they don't know you, go put on this non-bechavadika clothing, v'yasa kamoshali bechavetz, and do what your heart desires. Now, chas v'shalom, does this mean you get a heter to do the aveira? So Tosus points this out. In the top Tosus, he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, chas v'shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, don't think for a second, Shehut lo lava aveira, that Rav Eloy Hazakin is giving you permission to do this aveira. No. He's hoping, he says, Yegiaz Drochim, by traveling to this faraway place, you're going to be exhausted. Vachsanos, and you have to go and stay at a hotel someplace in a not comfortable setting, not your private home. Ulvishashkarm, you're wearing this lousy clothing, this non-chashiva clothing. All of this is going to be Mishabim Yetzahara. It's going to hopefully destroy your Yetzahara. Umonim Adam in Avera, and will lead you to not do the Avera. That's the purpose. No. If the person can't control himself, then, as Rashi pointed out, at least you're not making a bichul Hashem. Therefore, that's what Rabbi Eloy Zakin is telling us, which corroborates with what we just said before a moment ago from Rabbi Avo, Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Better to do an aveira in private than do it in public. Do it in private by Yechal Hashem Shemayim Bevehesya. Now, however, we seem to have an opposite statement that says better to do it in public, because if you do it in private, it means you're scared of other people, but you're not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've mentioned many times the difference between a gazlan and a ganav. A gazlan, he goes and takes your stuff right in front of you. He's not afraid of you, he's not afraid of police, he's not afraid of anybody ganging up on him, and he's not afraid of God. But at least he's saying, I'm not afraid of people, like I'm not afraid of God. Whereas the ganav, he comes in surreptitiously at night. He's afraid of the police, he's afraid of the alarm company, he's afraid you're going to catch him and beat him up. God? Nah, he's not afraid of God. So ganav is worth. That's why, worse. So that's why the ganav has to pay kafel, and the gazlan doesn't pay kafel. So this opinion now that we're bringing down holds like that. Eni, it says, really, is it better to do a sin in private than to do it publicly? But Tanya, we learn the following idea in the Braisa. Kosh lo chas al kvod kono. If you're not concerned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, in other words, you don't do things in a public way. You do things in a very private way. Roy lo shelo bal yolam. It's better that you didn't come into the world. And what exactly is this referring to? My he. So we have two opinions. Rabba Omer zamistako bakeshes. This is somebody that looks at a rainbow. That has nothing to do with our Indian, but that's what Rabba said. That if you look at the keshes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the keshes as a sign that he wanted to destroy the world. And you go and look at that. You're not supposed to look at a rainbow. It says in Shulchan Aruch that only if a person happens to glance at a rainbow, then you make the bracha. But you shouldn't go out looking for it. You shouldn't tell people there's a rainbow, because that's actually a chutzpah to go look at a rainbow. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do this to the world. What are you doing looking at that and say, oh, what a beautiful rainbow? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, but he's not doing so because he made a havtacha not to. So that's what Rabbi says. It's better not to do these things publicly. Rav Yosef Omer Zeha Over Avera B'Seisa. It's if a person does a sin in private, because he's basically saying, other people I'm scared of, but I'm not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like the Ganav Gazlan example. So therefore, this goes against what we just said. So one place we said it's better to do it in private and not in public. But here we're saying it's better to do it in public and not in private. So which one is it? The one says Lokash, it's not a stira. Depends on the Avera. If a person is able to subdue his Yetzirah, and yet he does the Avera, so then it's much, much better for the person to do so in public. Because here he's basically saying, I'm going to do this Avera. I could control myself, but I'm going to do this Avera. So if such a person does this Avera in private, it means I don't want other people to know about it because I'm scared of them. But God, I'm not scared of him at all. So that would be like the Ganav. That's worse than the Gazlan. So when you have the ability, Hudu Motzi Kaif Li Yitzray, and you don't, so then better to do that Avera in public. So people, first, they won't learn from you, hopefully, and they'll see that this guy at least isn't making Chil Hashem by doing it in private, because he's showing he's scared of other people, but he's not scared of a Kosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to a person cannot control himself, and therefore people are going to say, "Oh, wow, you'd like to be like him." And therefore, in that situation, you're going to make a bigger chilul Hashem if you do it in public. So, in that situation, when you can't control yourself, better to do it in private and not make a chilul Hashem. Okay, that's how you reconcile the two ideas. Now, the Gemara says, "Tanan Hasam." Learned over there. Now, where is over there? So it seems to be a Mishnah. Tanan Hasam is a Lashon of the Mishnah. So Tosu says, in Dibra Masal Ein Makifin, he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, that this is a Mishnah in Maseches Avos. This is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which tells us, and he says, maybe this is the Mishnah, V'shem Ahainu, it's this Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Kala Mechal Shem Shemayim B'Seser, Nifroim Mimenu B'Golui. What we're about to learn now, he wants to suggest, is consistent with this idea that if you go and desecrate Hashem's name in private, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will embarrass you in public. He'll reveal this in public. However, Tosa says that that doesn't seem to fit with the Lashon over here, and says maybe this isn't the Mishnah. It really should be Tanya Hosam and not the Hotnan. In any event, we'll just learn it as a Mishnah without saying necessarily that it's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, in Pirkei Avos or in a Braisa, that there is no concept of getting credit, getting something on credit. Like you go into a store and you don't have money to pay, so they give it to you on credit. So there is no concept of getting something chil Hashem on credit. In other words, you're going to get paid back for every chil Hashem that you do immediately. Hashem won't give you credit. Say, okay, you get two more chil Hashems and then I'm going to punish you. It doesn't work like that. You do a chil Hashem, you get punished right away. There is no concept of getting things on credit when you're doing chil Hashem. And this is true, Echad Shoge, whether you did the Chil Hashem by accident, or the Echad Mezid, or if you did it, the Mezid. Now, it doesn't equate the two, but it's just saying that this concept that there's no credit, so to say, there's no holding back from getting repaid for doing the Chil Hashem, so this applies whether it's Shoge or Mezid that you did the Chil Hashem. Now, what exactly does it mean, Ma Ein Mekifin? So I already explained this. It means, Amma Mazutra, She'ein Osim Kichenvani. They don't make you like a storekeeper. When you go into a storekeeper, Rashi says, Ha'mekif li'odom pa'omim rabos. When you go into the store, so you have an account. And you say, okay, put this on my account, put this on my account, put this on my account. At the end of the month, I'll make a reconciliation with you. V'gove kol ha'kef yosav yachad. No, at the end of the month, I came into the store 10 times. Each time I bought $100 worth of food, I owe you $1,000. Here's the $1,000 check. So ein osim kach milamalu l'machal yashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do this. A person who's mechal shem shemayim, el nefram yat. You get paid back right away. So that's what it means. Mazutra says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't like a storekeeper that he'll let you go and get things on credit. Instead, when you do an act of chil Hashem, you're going to be punished right away. Now, in addition, Mar, who was the son, Berei the Rabbana, he said, Omar, Lomar, Shim Haiso Shekula Machras. He says, no, the word over here, Mekif, doesn't come from like a Hakofa when you go and buy stuff on credit. He says, it comes from the Lashon. Rashi brings down Lashon of Iyune. Rashi brings down the Gemara Chulin and elsewhere where it says that a person has to investigate and look into it. That's what Mekif means. And therefore, this is, for example, if you have a Kaf Moznayim Shkula, you have a balance scale where all your good deeds are on one side and they're balanced out by all your bad deeds. So if a person is Shkula, he's at 50-50, and then you have on this side, you have Chil Hashem, so then you're in a lot of trouble, Machras, that's going to tip the scale against you. That's going to weigh down the side that is, unfortunately, the negatives. So that's what it means over here, Mekif. If you have Chil Hashem in your 50% of sins, so that Nebuch is going to go and weigh it down, even though it's 50-50, that's going to be a significant factor, just like we had the other day, that you have certain sins in your 50-50, that's going to weigh it down positively. So Rachman al-San, if you have Chil Hashem as part of your 50-50 sins and good deeds, so it's going to weigh it down in a negative way. Now we go to another bright, Tana Rabbanan, Liolam return to Mem Omid Beis, forever a person should figure himself, Yireh Adam Atzmo, should see himself, Kilu Chetzio Chayiv, V'chetzu Zakai. What a perfect Gemara for the Yomim Noraim, if you're listening to this during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or whether you're listening to this now, when I'm dictating it before Rosh Hashanah. Yira Adam Atzmo Kiluch Etzel Chayiv V'chetzio Zakai. A person should always view himself as he's right on the cusp. He's 50-50. He doesn't know which way it's going to go. And also mitzvah achas, the next thing that he does, if it's a mitzvah, it will press the scale, the balance scale down, and it'll end up positive. Ashrov Shechriya Atzmo L'Kavzuch. And whoa, praiseworthy is this person that he's pushed himself into the positive zone and not into the negative zone. So, Avar Avera Achas, Rachman al-San, if he does it a single Avera, so Oilo, that's going to be terrible for him. Woe is to him. Shechriya Atzmo L'Kavchova. He's pushing himself down to the negative side now. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'cho te'echod ya'abe tova harbe. This is a Pasuk from Koheles, where it says that even one sin can sometimes essentially destroy all the good things before him. Because of this one sin that you did, now made you 51-49, so you'll lose all the good things because your overall picture is now negative. Now, this is carried to an additional step in the following way. That's for the individual that we just said, but we learn this even for all of Klai Yisrael. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Elazar, the famous son of Rav Shimon Boyachai, so he said, Lefisha Olam Nidon Acharubo, the world is judged in the same way. Not only is every individual judged this way, but the whole world is judged this way. And Vayochid Nidon Acharubo, and an individual has the potential to go sway things for the whole world, because all of the individuals are judged on the basis of how the world does. So all of Klai Yisrael is lumped in together. And therefore, if you are the person, so to say, all the Klai Yisrael is 50-50, and also mitzvah achas, and now you go do one mitzvah, you are not only praiseworthy for yourself, ashrav shechriyas atzmo, v'yes kol ha'olam l'katzchus, not only are you pushing yourself over into the positive side, but you're pushing all of Klai Yisrael over into the positive side. Wow. It works the other way as well. If it's 50-50 for the whole world, and you do one aveira now, so it's terrible for you. But also, it's far worse. It's called olam kula lekaf chova. You're now pushing the whole world into the negative side. And this is what the pasuk says. Shenemar v'chote echad v'chule. That's what we just brought down. This pasuk that says that a single sin, ya'abed tova harbe, from Koheles, can go and destroy many, many good deeds, all the good deeds of the world. B'shul one sin, yichidi, a single sin, that this person did, yibed mimenu, umikol ha'olam, tova harbe. That could cause Nebuch to be a terrorist attack, rachmon l'san. That could cause there to be a drought. That could cause there to be a hurricane, earthquake, all sorts of terrible things. One person could have prevented it, and Nebuch, one person could cause it. The Brisa continues and says, Rishimu Yochai Omer, we just worked out from Elazar Rishimon. So the son, now we have the father, Rishimu Yochai, he said, Afilu tzaddik gomer kol yobav. The person is a tzaddik, a perfect, pure tzaddik all of his life. However, on the last day of his life, Umarud Bachrona, and Nebuch, he rebels on the last day. We find that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik for 60 years, some say 80 years, he was a tzaddik. And then Nebuch, he turned off the derech at the very end. Nebuch, it could happen. A person should never think for a second that he's destroyed the Yetzirah until his dying day. So, a person could be a tzaddik, gomer kol yobav, but Nebuch, Marvin Bachron, and then he rebels against the Kodesh Baruch, he goes off the derech at the last moment, even as a rishonos, he loses all the good that he did before. We'll explain in a moment how that works. And this is based upon a pasuk we have from Yecheskel, Shinemar, Tzidkas HaTzaddik, Lo Satzi, Leno, Biyom Pisho, that all the good deeds that the tzaddik has done, they're not going to help him on the day that he goes Nebuch off the derech. And the opposite works as well. Even a person's a wicked person all of his lifetime, right? We find by the Nebuzaradan, who was the Sar HaTabachim, he was the chief executioner for Titus of Russia. And yet he did tshuva at the end. But also tshuva Bachrona. He was a horrible person. He murdered millions of Jewish people, Nebuch. But then he did tshuva. He did a real tshuva. So ain maskir lo shuv risho. We no longer remind him about his rishos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him as a tzaddik. Shinema v'risha sarasha lo yikashel ba. All the wickedness that he done, he won't stumble on. B'yom shuva mirisho. On the day that he does a complete and true tshuva. And therefore, whether a person was good, but then he turned bad, or the person was bad, then he turned good, we look at him at the very end. So therefore, everybody has the potential to go and become a great tzaddik. Of course, if you're a tzaddik all your life, you're going to be in a greater place in Olam Haba than if you're a rush all your life, and then you did tshuva at the end. No, that tshuva at the end is very good, but you're never going to be as good as a person that was a tzaddik all his life. But nevertheless, a person who can do tshuva, and you shouldn't let the satan, the great tool of the satan, is he tells you, you've been this way all your life, now you're going to do tshuva? Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah, now I'm going to do tshuva. Nudigmar says, why don't we look at this person as if at least he has half good deeds and half bad deeds? Why are we saying that he loses everything? Sumer says, because Amar Reish Lakish, this is the critical factor. He's regretting Soha al Rishonos. He's upset that he did what he did. So for all those years that he was, let's say, learning a kola, now he has a hard time getting a job. So he says, I wish I had learned the kola. I wish I'd gone to college and gotten a degree, and now I'd be making a good parnasa. So what he's doing essentially is throwing away all those 20 years he was sitting in kol and learning, and now he's upset that he doesn't have a good job. So that is his charata on the previous. That adds insult to injury. Here he has the 20 years of learning in kol. He should be so thrilled and happy he has that forever. That's never going away for all eternity. But when he's mischarit on it, besoa al rishonos, so that's what it means over here. The person can be a tzadik gomer kol yomav, but then umarad be'achrona, he makes a mistake at the end and he goes off the derech. But how does he do that? He goes and it's besoa al rishonos. He's now upset that he was a tzadik in the beginning. So therefore, all that tzidkus goes out the window. So that's the idea over here that Rav Shimon Yochai is telling us, that a person could be a tzaddik gomer but then throw it all away, including all the mitzvahs that he did, by regretting them. So therefore, even Rachmana Litzlan, if a person is upset about something, he shouldn't regret ever the mitzvahs that he has done. Okay, now we begin the brand new Mishnah. Kol sheyeshno b'mikro v'mishnah. This is the last Mishnah of the Perek, and it's a fitting way to end off this Perek. It tells us that anybody that learns, anybody that does Talmud Torah, they do mikro, which is chumash, and Mishnah, they do the Mishnayis, ubederech eretz, and they conduct themselves in a proper way, the way a ben Torah should conduct himself. So these three pillars, if you wish, of Talmud Torah, both of chumash and Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, and they do what's called derech eretz, which is they act properly, they act like a mensch, they follow what the Torah says to do in terms of practice. So lo b'nehera hu chote, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will make it difficult for them to sin. In other words, they're on the right path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them. The way you want to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you get there. So if a person wants to be on the right path, he is involved in learning Torah, both Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and as well, he tries to act in a proper way, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him out, and it will not sin easily. Shenema, as the Pasuk says from Koheles, Vachut HaMishulosh, Lo V'mheiro Yinosek, that three-twined cord, the Chut HaMishulosh, is not easy to break. It's a very thick and tough cord, and it won't easily break. However, Nebuch, the opposite, the Hoshe ain't a little bit mikro v'lo mishnah, somebody who's not involved in Talmud Torah, and v'lo b'derech eretz, and he doesn't even act properly. So even if he's a pashut yid, and he doesn't really know a lot, he's an amah aretz to a certain extent, but they can be a wonderful Jew by acting properly. But here, he doesn't only not learn, he's an amah aretz, but he doesn't act properly, so such a person ain't a min ha-yishuv. He's not part of the settlement. He's not considered really part of us. He's acting on his own in a way that is incorrect. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, Amar Elazar Rav Tzadik, Elazar, who is the son of Rav Tzadik, says, Lama Tzadikim Nimshalim, Balam Azeh. To what are Tzadikim in this world compared to? They're compared to this famous analogy, Le'ilan, to a tree, Shekula Ome Bimukom Tahara, that's totally standing in a Tahar place. So the roots of the tree, the trunk of the tree are all tahar. In other words, he's a tzaddik. He does all good stuff. However, the nofo, there are some of the leaves, notel emakum tumah, that are hanging out over a cemetery, over a place that's tameh. So the bulk of this tree, the roots, and most of the foliage is in a tahar place. But then, nebuch, there are some little leaves and branches that are hanging out over a tamedika place. In other words, a person's a great tzaddik. However, he does some things wrong. Nobody in this world exists that doesn't do something wrong. So, nixa snof, all you have to do in that situation is cut off the little bit of leaves of foliage that's over the makom tameh, and kulomi b'makom tareh, and then the entire tree with all the foliage is in a tar place. And this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yisurim al Tzadikim, Balam Azeh, this cutting off of the branches is analogous to HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving sometimes affliction to a person in this world who is a great tzaddik, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save all of his reward for the world to come and punish him for whatever little avarice he does in this world, because it's much better to be punished in this world than the Olam HaEmes. So he cuts off those little branches that are hanging out in the Mokum Tameh. He gives the person some afflictions for the little bit of the errors that he's done. And Kidei Sheyirshu Olam HaBa. This way, the person will inherit, he will have the entire goodness in the world to come. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, this is also a Pasuk from Eov. Shenemar, Vayar Reishischa Mitzar. Yes, you'll have a little bit of trouble at the beginning. In other words, there will be some problems in this world because of the sins that you've done. However, the end, that will be very, very, very great for the person. And vice versa. How do we look at wicked, evil people in this world? So they're like a tree, Le'ilon Shekula Omei B'Makom Tumah. They're like a tree that's rooted and the trunk and everything is in a Makom Tumah. They do tremendously evil things. They're no fair, no till, a Makom Tumah. But they have a couple of leaves, a couple of branches there. They did a couple of good things in their life. You know, they were a murderer, they were a horrible person, you know, but they treated their mom nicely. So they're like a tree that's mostly in Tumah, but has some branches that are in Tahara. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Nixa snofo, he cuts off those little bit of branches that are in the Tahara area. In other words, he gives them reward for the little bit of good that they did in this world, and therefore he can repay them for all their evil entirely in the world to come. So kula omei b'makom tumah, when you cut off those branches, in other words, you give them a little bit of good in this world, so now they're just evil for the world to come, and they get punished in the world to come, because they're totally now entirely in tumah. So kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashpil em tov l'rishayim b'olam hazeh, he gives them some good in this world, kidei l'tardon, in order to go and give them trouble, so to say, l'rishon l'madrego atachtona, and this way they'll inherit all their bad stuff for the world to come. As the Pasuk tells us, There's a righteous path for a person to go. However, these Rishon think they're going on the right path, but they're not, and their end result will be Nebuch, that they will be dead, that they will have eternal death, so to say. They'll be eternally punished. Okay, Gemara continues and says, "Ukvar hayor bitarfonus kein misubin ba'alias base nitzza below." Rashi tells us this person nitzza was the name of a person, and one time Rabbi Tarfon and all the Zakenim were sitting there together in his attic in Lud, in the city of Lud, and it was this person's house, Nitza, and Nishalo Shelo Zubipnem, and the following question was raised amongst them: which is better, Talmud Gadol, or Maisa Gadol? Is it better to learn Torah, or is it better to do Masim Tovin? So Rabbi Tarfon spoke up first, Nana Rabbi Tarfon, and he said, Maisa Gadol, it's much better to do Maisim. That's the bottom line. You're supposed to be Lomod Almanas Lassos. So he felt that the mitzvah were everything. But Rabbi Akiva disagreed. Not a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva spoke up and he said, gentlemen, no, Talmud Gadol. The learning is important. That's more important. Why? Because the learning will go and make you do Maisim. So therefore, you get both this way. If you just do Maisim Tovim, but you're not learning, so you'll have the Maisim Tovim, which is phenomenal, but you won't have the learning. Which Rabbi Akiva said, do the learning that will lead you to do Maisim Tovim, this way you have both. And everybody agreed that Rabbi Akiva was right. Nana Kulam Yamru, Talmud Gadosha, Talmud maybe the Maisa. They agreed with Rabbi Akiva that the more you learn, hopefully the more that will impact you to be a better Jew. To do learning in and of itself is a pathway to do good. If all you do is learn and then you act like a boor, so then that doesn't do you any good. So that's even worse sometimes. But here, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that if a person learns, so then it'll undoubtedly lead to him doing Ma'isim Tovim. And we have a Brisa that says the same thing. Tanya, V'yosomer Gadol Talmud, that learning is more important than the Ma'isim Tovim in the sense that you will end up doing the Ma'isim Tovim. Not that the learning is independent itself and that the Ma'isim Tovim have nothing to do to that. No, but the learning will lead you to do the Ma'isim Tovim. And he says that's why the Pasuk tells us Shekodam lechala arboim shana. The Pesukim tell us that the mitzvah of chala, hafreshes chala, was given 40 years after the Torah. So you see that the Torah was given first, and only then do we start doing the Ma'isim Tovim. The Torah was given, of course, on Har Sinai. And then we already brought down several opinions that said that the mitzvah challah took place, Boshav, as soon as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So that's 40 years roughly after the Torah was given. Of course, the Torah was given a few months after we left Mitzrayim, as we all know. We left Mitzrayim on Pesach, and the Torah was given, of course, on Shavuos, 49 days later. So, Shekodem lechala, the mitzvah challah was when we entered into Eretz Yisrael, even before the Zayin Kibush and the Zayin Chiluk. And that's what Rav Yossi continues, and he says that after we entered Eretz Yisrael, we had to do the Zayin Kibush and Zayin Chiluk another 14 years, and that's when the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maiso took effect. So the Trumas and Maiso is Chamish and V'Arba. The Torah was given 54 years, the 40 plus the 14, the Zayin Kibush, Zayin Chiluk. So Trumas and Maiso only were in effect, those are the Maisim, that's taking effect 54 years after the Torah is given, and then 7 years later, at the conclusion of the seventh year, you have the Shemitah taking effect. So the Shemitas Shishim V'Achas, so the Shemitah took place 61 years after the Torah was given, and then the Yovlos took place 49 years afterwards, Leovlos Me'a V'Sholosh. So it's taking place 103 years. You have the 40, the 14, the 7, and then another 42, so that leads to 103. Now, the Gemara will ask, it should be 104. Me'av Shalosh, Gemara says, Me'av Yarbar and Havyan. If you add it up, it should be at the end of 49 years comes the Yovel. So this should, it should be in the 50th year, it should be 50 plus 14 plus 40, so it should be 104, not 103. So the Gemara explains, no. Kesav Yovel mitchiloso hu mishamit the Yovel, will the Avadim go free on the Yom Kippur of the beginning of the year? 10 days into the year, that's when Karosim draw bar it. So they're the Avadim, they go free on Yom Kippur at the beginning of the over year, as opposed to the Shemitah, the Hashmatas Ksofim, for example, that takes place at the end of the Shemitah year. So that's why the Shemitah year was at the end of the seventh year, whereas the Oval is at the beginning of the 50th year. And that's where you get the difference in calculations. The Shemitah goes by the end of the Shemitah year, 61, and the Oval goes by the beginning of the over year. That's why it's 103 and not 104. And therefore, the Gemara continues and says, "Ukishem shalimud kodim lemaisa." You see, the giving of the Torah has to precede the maisa. So too, kachadino kodim lemaisa. So too, one is judged for the observance of learning Torah before they're judged for whether they observed and did all the mitzvos. And this is in accord with what Rav Hamnuna said. What did Rav Hamnuna say? Rav Hamnuna, "Ein tchilas dino shel adam ela al divrei Torah." That at first, the person is judged on divrei Torah. Did he or did he not learn Torah? Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Poter mayim reishus modon." That Mishle tells us that the water, which is always the way that we compare it to Torah, we've mentioned many times, because water always sinks to the lowest point, and the Torah is best given to a person who's humble, who's the lowest point, who makes himself into the lowest point. So therefore, the water is always the comparison for Torah. Thirsty person, Tzameh should go l'chula mayim. So therefore, we are first judged on the Torah. Now, Tosos brings down an interesting point. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, the famous Gemara, tells us the questions that will be asked when we're 120, when we go up to Shemayim. So it first says, v'nosato b'yamuna. So that's the first question. So why are you telling me here that we're first asked about Torah? So Tosa says, no, that's Daf Galin and Shela. You're going to be asked about that. Shisholo Amasa Vamati. First, you're going to be asked, are your business dealings ethical? However, because Mokom, you're going to first have to pay for punishment. Nifroim Imenu Tchila Al Shelo Kava Itum LaTorah. One of the questions is, Kavati Itum LaTorah. So even though that's not the first question, that's going to be the first thing that you get repaid for. If Rachmon Lassan, you didn't do it, you're going to be Nebuch punished. If you did it, of course, you'll be rewarded. So the first thing that we're judged on, you know, it's not the first question that we ask. The first judgment will actually take place on learning of Torah. And the Gemara continues, what Rav Amnuna said, Ukshem Shadino Kodim Lamaisa, just like you'll be judged first for did you or did you not learn before you are judged, or did you not do the mitzvos, so too, Kach Scharo Kodim Lamaisa, so too you'll be rewarded for the learning of Torah before you are rewarded for the performance of the mitzvos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us, Ba'itain Lem Arzos Goyim, Ba'amalu Mim Yirshu, Ba'vur Yishmru Chukov Isarasov Yinsoru. So this Pasuk from Tehillim tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave our land to the Jewish people, gave the lands to all the people, Lehem Arzos Goyim, to all the nations, and in order that we are given Eretz Yisrael and that we should follow Yishmeru, we should observe Chukav Visarosav Yinsoru. So the word Yishmerun, Rashi tells us, is a code word for learning. As we learned previously on Daf Lamed Zayin, Tishrun Zum Mishnah, and then Yinsoru, Visarosav Yinsoru, that's Yikaimu, that you have to go and do. So you see again, the first we're rewarded for the Torah learning, and then afterwards we're rewarded for the performance of the mitzvot. Then we follow, quote the Mishnah, Kol She'enu Lo B'Mikvah Lo B'Mishnah, Rachmon L'Tzlan, if somebody doesn't learn, and if they're also not acting ethically, so then they're not part of the Yishuv. Some are Yochanan. Furthermore, Upasul Yedus, such a person cannot be a witness. That person has no busha, no embarrassment, and therefore he'll lie, he'll cheat, he'll do anything he wants just to get money or to get some secondary gain, and therefore he can't be a trustworthy witness. And this is in accord with what's said in the Brice, the Tanur Rabbanan, Ho'ochel Bashuk, it says somebody who eats in the marketplace, Rashi says, such a person is demonstrating, ain't no makbid al kvodo, ain't no boast, he's not embarrassed to be seen eating in public like an animal. And therefore, lizalzel biatzmo, he'll make himself low, and therefore such a person is not trustworthy because he'll be mezalzel in himself. For money, he'll say anything. So therefore, he's a false witness, and therefore, he's not acceptable as a witness. So the first opinion, the Bryce says, Hareza Dom Lekelev. He's like a dog. A dog go eats in public. The dog doesn't get embarrassed. So too, this person doesn't get embarrassed. Yeshomim, and here's the point that we're trying to make. Pasul Yedus, such a person, because he's not embarrassed, so therefore he's not going to be embarrassed to go take money to say something falsely, and therefore he's Pasul Yedus. And in fact, Omer Avidi Bar Oven, Halacha Ki Yeshomim, we paskin like this Yeshomim to say that such a person is Pasul Yedus. Finally, we conclude this beautiful, long first parak. I said, I think it's one of the longest, if not the longest parak in all of Shas. Darish Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara dashes the following. He says, a ragzon, that's a person who's always angry. And we turn to Mem Aleph Omud Aleph. Lo also biyado ella ragzinusa. All he has is his anger. He's going to have nothing else. If such a person doesn't enjoy life, a person who's constantly angry, always flies off at the handle, so such a person doesn't enjoy life, never mind the fact that he is always causing trouble. So such a person will only have his anger. As opposed to the Adam Tov, however, a nice person, Matimim also Miprimaisav. So he enjoys life. Everybody likes him. And therefore, such a person, in addition to being a nice guy, has the benefits of being a nice guy, as opposed to the angry person who has no benefits whatsoever. All he is an angry person. Furthermore, the Chol She'enu Lo B'Mikvah Lo B'Mishnah, somebody Nebuch is not involved in Torah learning, either Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, or the Lower Derech Eretz, and or he's also not acting in a proper way. So Dor, now here Dor means Nidor, you should go and vow Hanoah Mimenu. You should go and exclude this person. You should say, I don't want to have anything to do with that person. I want to exclude him from getting Hanoah from me. In other words, I don't want to have anything to do with such a person, because such a person is not a good person to be around. And I, L'Rasha, I L'Shcheinah. if you hang around a Rishayim, see, it's going to rub off on you. So you want to have nothing to do with him. And this is in accord with the pasuk that we have from Tehillim. Shenema over Moshe Vleitzim lo yosha. There's a custom to say this kapitel, the first kapitel of Tehillim, on the night of Erev Yom Kippur, at the conclusion of the davening. So this is a very important kapitel of Tehillim. Shenema over Moshe Vleitzim lo yosha. The person doesn't want to sit amongst Leitzim. And there's no better example of a Leitz, a person who ridicules or mocks, than a person who doesn't study Torah and doesn't act ethically. This person is doing pum faket, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. He's doing exactly the opposite of what God wants him to do. Such a person is a Leitz, and the pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Moshev Leitzim lo yoshev, don't sit amongst these Leitzim. Moshavo, such a person, his sitting is Moshev Leitzim. That's the definition of sitting in a group of people that are Leitzim. With this, we conclude the beautiful first parak of this wonderful Masechta of Kiddushin. Hadron Alecha Ha'isha Niknes, Hadron Alecha Isha Niknes, Hadron Alecha Isha Niknes. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the second parak. Have a wonderful day.